Let's talk about where things are heading in adjuvant therapy. And clearly, if you look at the trials, one key question is, what about adding biologics to chemotherapy? And the biggest question has been about bevacizumab or Avastin. There was a huge trial that the NSABP did, and actually they enrolled more than 2,500 patients in 2 years. We're waiting for the results of that. That looked at FOLFOX, what we just talked about, alone, or with bevacizumab or Avastin. We don't have results from that at this point. But can you talk a little bit about the rationale why we're looking at it?
Yeah. I mean, we've used bevacizumab now for the last 3 years as standard palliative therapy or a standard component of our palliative chemotherapy. And the first trials we saw conducted with bevacizumab showed improvement in overall survival, improvement in progression-free survival, and incremental gain in response rate. So whenever we see a positive result in a palliative setting, we of course want to utilize this drug or this treatment approach in the adjuvant setting, because that's where we cure patients, where we at least have a chance to cure patients. So the overall health impact is higher in the adjuvant setting than in the palliative setting. So translating this into the adjuvant setting meant using our standard chemotherapy that we base our treatment decisions on, FOLFOX, and adding bevacizumab to it in a randomized fashion. That's the NSABP COA trial, or a European trial, the AVANT trial, was conducted and now completed almost in the same time frame. And at the end of the day, we'll have 5,500 patients in randomized trials, which will clarify the role of bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting. We have recent data from a palliative trial where FOLFOX was combined with bevacizumab or placebo, which might actually mean that we have to be a little bit careful in translating the data from a palliative setting into the adjuvant setting, with the main point that the addition of bevacizumab in this trial, large trial, 1,400 patients in a randomized comparison, did not increase response rate. And so far, whenever we talked about translating information from the palliative setting to the adjuvant setting, not only in colon cancer, but also in breast cancer, lung cancer, we tried to look at the regimen that obtained the highest response rate as a predictor for efficacy in the adjuvant setting. It didn't really work with irinotecan as much. As we know, FOLFIRI works in the palliative setting very well, is on par with FOLFOX, but it really didn't show any benefit in the adjuvant setting to the extent that we have now abandoned irinotecan in the adjuvant setting.
So clearly, we don't know whether or not it's going to work to use a biologic like bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting. We won't know till the trial's out. I'm guessing that you virtually never do that off protocol.
Not off protocol, not in a resected stage 2 or 3 cancer.